Okay, and we're back live. We had a power outage tonight at the network in Hanover, Pennsylvania. Fortunately, they were able to restore that, and we are good. We're trying to get hold of Dr. Joseph Chapelone in Oz, and so far we're just getting his voicemail, so I'm not sure what's going on down there. But there has been so much today that I wanted to talk about earlier in the program tonight, which we didn't get a chance to do, that I'll probably try and do a lot of that this hour. Now, first of all, at the top of the homepage, you'll see up right at the top, the first story is, of course, Las Vegas. You'll see the green headline. That's the title of it. And then underneath that, a number of stories. The first one starts out with the word horrifying. You can't miss it. All right? Horrifying. Vegas cabbie video. Audio. Proof of several different machine guns and full auto assault rifles. Reasons, many fleeing, blood-stained concert goers screaming. Hundreds of dead people are in there. Now, they're screaming in the cab. This is a Vegas cabbie, and she's somehow wired up. I don't know how she's got it. She's got what looks like a camera, perhaps on a hat she's wearing, and it's going into her recording device on her smartphone. I'm going to guess that's what it is. I really don't understand that technology all that well. That link was broken earlier. We found a new link for this video. I consider it to be, so far, the most important video. And what I'm going to do, if we can't get Dr. Chapelone, is play this video for you, because the audio alone will tell you the story. It'll start out, and we will hear right now on this program proof that there were at least two shooters. I'm able to hear what I believe to be our four separate weapons. You'll hear all that. But let me say one other thing first, and I want to make this clear. There are a lot of people out there who are hung up on this thing of no bodies. Where's the blood? Where are the bodies? Well, I understand the Sandy Hook story and how there apparently were no pictures of bodies of little dead children. That's a whole another issue. We won't go there tonight. But I really don't want to hear it about Las Vegas. These people were slaughtered. They were butchered. And someone sent me a videotape made by a paramedic who was walking among the field of dead and dying. And you see in vivid color, I'm not sure if I'm going to post this or not. I've been watching it. It's not easy to watch. I don't want to watch it, but I kind of have to know what's going on. I may post it. But let me tell you, all of you, those people died horribly, some instantly, some in agony. Some are in the hospital now. Hundreds are in the hospital now. Some may not get out. Don't tell me there were no bodies there, please. And if you want to see the video, if I don't post it, write to contactrents@earthlink.net, and I'll send it to you. It is absolutely horrific. This is not a joke. These are not crisis actors. I don't want to hear any of that stuff. These people died. This was a coordinated effort, a very serious professional operation. Clearly a large number of people, not one person, to kill as many people for various reasons. You can pretty well connect the dots. Gun control is one. Maybe it's to get even. Maybe there's a revenge factor there. I don't know. But this is clearly something that we cannot dismiss or minimize or allow to be minimized. Maybe I'll put it up there with a disclaimer. All right, now back to, and I don't have Dr. Chapelone yet, so maybe we'll have to put him on Friday. Back to this particular video. It's the first video up at the top of Rents. Horrifying Vegas cabbie video. Audio. Proof of several different machine guns and full automatic rifles. Rescues, the cab driver rescues, many fleeing. One was bloodstained. Concert goers screaming. There are hundreds of dead bodies out there. Okay. Well, that's the nature of the video. Now I'm getting an email from Dr. Chapalone. Hold on a minute. Well, he says, I'm going to send this over to you, Todd. He says the line is clear and functioning, so don't know. Let me send it over. Okay, that's on the way. So in the meantime, I'm going to play this video because I want to, and we'll get to Dr. Chapalone after this. Again, to set the stage for you, and I'll be talking during this, the first 60 seconds are extremely important. You will hear the sound of the M60 machine gun. It's not an assault rifle, it's a machine gun. And it's a little ways away from the cabbie, and she says, what's going on? What's going on? And then what sounds to be like right over her head is the clear, unmistakable sound of an assault rifle, probably 5.56 caliber. It's much louder, much closer, and than the M60 machine gun. So let's listen. Hopefully you're all there and ready. So start the video. I'll stop it, and I may back it up again because I want you to hear the differences from her perspective of at least two. I think I can hear four, but at least two different people shooting. You'll hear the drone of the M60. Then you'll hear a much faster sound of the assault rifle on full auto. Here we go. Okay, stand by.
Yeah, it does. It sounds like automatic gunfire.
Now you'll hear at the distance, the M60. She's parked in front of the Mandalay. There it is.
Now it sounds like it's coming from farther away.
Now listen what comes up next. And then the M60. And then there's another one in the distance. There's three. I'm going to back that up. There are three separate weapons there, group firing into the crowd of 22,000. They were aiming for the center of the people right in front of the stage. I think they stopped in order for the people to get up and start moving again because they're easier to shoot. So again, you'll hear right over her head an assault rifle with full auto select. Listen to the higher pitched sound and the cadence, and then listen in the distance to the M60. There's the M60.
Now it sounds like it's coming from farther away.
Okay, you just heard it. There were actually three different weapons there, three different locations, not the same place, was not an echo issue. Three different shooters, three different weapons. Now, this is very interesting. You'll hear her.
Something's going on.
That's an M60. it's a machine gun. Probably 30,
I'm not sure
30
why
caliber.
People aren't running, but there's a security guard. What is he doing?
She's waiting for a fare in front of the Mandalay.
You know, for there being gunfire, sure doesn't seem like people are running.
I'm going to back this up just a little bit so you can hear again the droning-like sound of an M60 machine gun.
Something's going on.
They don't fire
I'm
as fast
sure
as an assault rifle.
People aren't running, but there's a security guard. What is he doing? You know, for there being gunfire, sure doesn't seem like people are running. Oh, shit.
That's an M60 machine gun.
Seriously, I don't know what's going on. Where are the cops at? I'm right here by the porch at Mandalay Bay and everything just seems to be normal here.
People are dying.
Yeah, we're just all sitting. We're just.
Meeting the other cabbies.
I got details on it. I'm at the airport. I just talked to the Metro Police over here at the airport. They said do not go to Mandalay Bay. There's multiple shots fired and there needs lots of medical there. Do not go to Mandalay Bay. Stay away from there.
All right, I'm leaving. This is ridiculous. I don't know why people aren't leaving. This is insane. Everybody's just standing around. It doesn't seem like anybody's moving.
Okay, I'm going to stop it right there. I hope I got your interest up enough to go and sit down with this video. It's about 18 minutes long altogether. Later on, she drives away and passes the venue where the concert is going on, and people are jumping over the wall and running down the street, and they run up to her cab begging to be let in, and she lets in, I don't know, four or five people at least, one of whom is covered with blood. She was trying to help someone who was mortally wounded, and you'll hear the panic in their voice. You'll hear it all. It's all there. So, understand, and I think it was very clear, unmistakably so, inarguably so, that these weapons were in different locations. Okay. All right, it's called Horrifying. Look at the top of Rents, and you'll see it right there. We're going to go down to Australia now and say hello to Dr. Joseph Chapallone, who's been a friend for many, many years, probably two decades now, and he has a perspective on this planet and what has happened to the people that the few people have, actually, that talk about it. He's not afraid to talk about it. And he has been predicting things, forecasting things for a long time that have essentially all come to pass. The ET aspect of it, the matriculation off this planet to another safer, happier venue, shall we say, has yet to happen to many, but he is forecasting that for a certain percentage of the people on the planet. Hello, Joseph, and welcome back. How are you?
Hello, Jeff. I hope you're well.
Well, I'm well. Better than the people in Las Vegas.
Yes. Sounds like Hollywood, to be honest, but it's a distraction for what's in the skies, I'm telling you. There's no doubt about it. There's going to be more of those to keep people occupied.
Well, they do, indeed.
They won't look up and see what's happening, yeah.
Right. Well, yeah, they keep their heads down.
Horrible.
People keep their heads down. They become intimidated, anxiety, shy. It gives a lot of people PTSD just to be aware and watch these things being covered. Even if the media does lie, as it does all the time, we don't. We try to bring you as wide a variety of material as we can that we think is grounded. But good point. Yes, indeed. It does keep the masses with their heads down and desensitized in a way to a lot of this.
Yeah, but I think this, although we've only got half an hour or so, Jeff, this show is going to be different in the sense that not many people are going to understand what I'm saying, even though I've said it or intimated what these things over the last 20 years or so that I've been doing shows with you. Now, let me give you a bit of background, and this will give a framework of where I'm coming from and what my understanding is. Now, most people do not have an understanding of what's going on. They don't have an understanding of this existence, of what physical life is, and what its purpose is, and where it's going when it ends, because it is now going to end. I came down into this body when I was about 2 1/2, 1947. Now, shortly thereafter, I started having contact with my alien family. Now, this was certified by my mother, who died a few years ago, and she was party to these meetings, and she was terrified. Now, the main topic of conversation was the destruction of the planet and the evacuation of viable beings, those that were fit to continue, and the destruction of those who were not fit to continue. I will define those if there's time and what they mean. Now, those conversations continued till I was about 13, and then they meetings continued, and then they stopped as I approached 17, and then they said, look, get on with your work. We won't need you for 20 years. We'll come back and call you when it's time. So that was rough, and then I went to university and studied medicine and did other things and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
When it was time, I went to see a being called Haridikan Babaji, who's a guru up in the Himalayas.
I've heard of Babaji.
Part of that.
I heard of him.
Right, right. Now, he's a walking, like we all are, most of us are, who are doing this work, and he is known as Lord Shiva. He has two aspects. He is a creator and destroyer. Now, after I went to see him, he said, it's your time to take over, I'm leaving. 100 days after I saw him, he died. He was still quite young. And then I closed my practice and started my spiritual work, metaphysical work. And the first thing I did was write a book and said that the planet was going to be destroyed no later than 2035, and that the entire universe was being destroyed. And in actual fact, 85% had already been destroyed. Now, this was utter nonsense to people who read the book, because they'd never heard of a universe being destroyed. In the early 2000s, astronomers came along and said, we can't find the 96% of the universe. Do you remember that?
I sure do.
It had been converted into dark matter, and most of the people who lived there were destroyed unless they were the few who were to continue elsewhere. And there is another dimension, another universe prepared for them. Some of them that escaped are the star children that are flooding these areas, and I can recognize them quite easily. Not all of them are good. Now, after 1985, I did write in the same book that mechanisms would occur to destroy life on the planet in preparation for its total destruction. Now, these mechanisms weren't necessarily of the light, and the dark side was allowed to do what it likes. And that's when I wrote the essay Terminal Madness and the End Time, when they would just go nuts and do whatever they could do to destroy themselves, and they have, particularly right. with Fukushima, with Roundup, with these vaccines, with chemtrails, I think they are poisoning us all. But that doesn't matter. The point is that each universe is an experiment. There are many, many universes. This is just one that's gone horribly, horribly wrong. It's a really bad failed experiment. And it developed what are called evil machines that have taken control. I know this sounds like science fiction, but it's not. You can see these evil machines. They are the reptiles that we see. And now we are able to identify them with markings on their bodies and the way their eyes look. These people have no scruples. They have no benign desires. No benign
abilities. Well, Joseph, are these the ones that we talk about who have no soul in the sense that we define it?
That's correct. There are two types. There are the simple robots that haven't got a soul, and they are the little workers. They're like little Pinocchios made of wood.
Right.
But the other ones are the masters. The other ones are the masters who are the artificial intelligence that's in control. And their function is to exploit the true beings that have been trapped here as much as possible, because they can't operate without the energy that is in these true beings. Now, how they became trapped and how the experiment evolved to form these evil beings is a totally different story. It's difficult, but the point is that they're all going to be destroyed, and we have reached the time that this is going to occur. We're probably in the last 2 or 3 years. Let me go back to Babaji. After I saw him and Babaji and he died in the Himalayas, I was up in North Queensland, and he came to live with me for a couple of years as a walk-in. I don't know whether your listeners know what that means. These bodies are just like cardboard boxes, and they can contain consciousness of different types. In fact, they can share consciousness. They can have many of them, like in schizophrenia, in multiple personality disorder and so on, and also as benign walk-ins where they overshadow the body and they are the higher beings that operate to produce certain things on the planet. And Babaji was with me, and we were doing different work and discussing how best we were going to end this. In other words, this was a continuation of the discussions I had when I was almost 3 years old. Now, why was I told as a young child? This is an interesting question. Had I come out with this information later, people could have said, oh, you got that at your religious teachings, or you got that from your schooling, or you got that from reading, or you got that. But I didn't. A two-year-old can't read as yet. So I had this a priori knowledge of destruction of the planet and separation of the good and the evil before I was out there. When he came in 1992, and he was staying with me in a particular body, he told me quite clearly, and this is before I'd ever heard of anything called Planet X or the Blue Kachina or the Red Kachina. He said, when you see the Blue Kachina, it's over, it's finished. We can say that our work is done and we can go home. In other words, this planet and this entire solar system now is ready for total destruction. Now, you'll probably notice that all the planets and the sun are heating up in an extraordinary manner. They're not heating up from internal heat that comes from local environs. Mm-hmm. It comes from these plasma waves that are coming from outside the galaxy. And our next-door neighbor, the Andromeda Galaxy, is undergoing the same thing. It's slightly ahead in the destruction process, and it's desiccating into dark matter. And so, and it will shortly finish. and people outside into the astral world have witnessed these things. Now, what does it mean for us? It means that we have diagnosed every living thing. That includes every unit of consciousness in the mineral, vegetable, animal, and human kingdom as to whether it is viable or not. That judgment has been made. We know exactly who is who. The ones who are not viable are going to die off. Now, well, they will be forced to die because there's nothing there to retrieve. There's nothing viable.
I see.
There's nowhere they will go.
Let me ask you a question. What we're seeing now in Europe is an invasion. This is a military invasion. These are all 95% fighting age males from sub-Saharan Africa, from the dregs of the Middle East. They're not families. They're fighting age men. And they're being put into Europe clearly with an intent. You know what the intent is. It's to rape, to break the will, to destroy the cultural ethos of the continent of Europe. Now, a lot of these peoples, and there are plural peoples, who are being brought in there, clearly have no problem raping little children to death, no problem at all. I would suggest that these are your non-viables. Am I correct?
They're correct. They're machines. They haven't got an aspect of God consciousness within them. They have nothing. They haven't even got an awareness outside of this physical universe. They can't extend their minds beyond this. They are just robots. It's like the soldiers that the American Army is producing for warfare, where they will go and destroy anything and everything that's in their path, whether it be human, animal, mineral, and so on, vegetable or so on. They simply are there to destroy. And this is part of their self-destruction. As a side issue, there are aliens that are still in a little bit of control. They are evil aliens, like the ones we've mentioned before, who think they can salvage something out of this, and they're trying to resurrect some form of humanity. But they can't. It's all finished. They are totally destroyed. And we're down now to the last 2, 3, 4 years. And what's going to happen is this, I'm telling you. As soon as Planet X is visible to the naked eye, you're going to have 7 billion people in panic. They know from the stories that have been told that it's going to wreak havoc on the whole Earth.
Oh, yeah. You see another planet up there, Joseph. You're right. There are going to be 7+ billion people in a panic. No question about it.
That's right. And then the elite know that the only way they can escape it is their underground bunkers. But, of course, they'll boil to death in there. But the only way they'll be able to control these masses that are mad, gone completely mad, is to have a nuclear war. That's the reason why they've held back. The moment they see this planet and what it can cause, they will initiate the nuclear war to destroy as many as possible, hoping that they will find some peace and are able to restore a measure of well-being. But they can't. They won't be able to. Now, with this Planet X, the circumference is quite specific, and the timing of its revolution is quite specific. It's 3,657 years. If we go back 3,657 years, we land in Noah's backyard. He was still there. And that's the last time it happened. Before that, it was the time of when Atlantis was flooded. And before that, there are others. So it's been a continual cycle. And mathematically, we know exactly when it was going to hit. This argument about it doesn't exist, or it's a hoax or phobia, is just to put people off. But that is only one of the mechanisms that's going to destroy the Earth. When it does come, and it'll be in the next 60 days max, it's going to flood most of the low-lying areas of the Earth, destroy at least 90% of the world's population by drowning.
Joseph, hold on. You're talking about, we have a bit of a delay here. You're talking about Planet X, right?
Yes.
All right, so Your view is that within the next 90 days or so, Planet X will make its appearance. Now, on behalf of science, I must ask this question, and I ask it of everyone who does talk about Nibiru or Planet X. When you have on this planet about God only knows how many hundreds of thousands of very capable, very competent amateur astronomers with 8 and 10 inch telescopes who are constantly looking up, trying to find something moving up there that they can put their name on, how is it that Planet X is invisible to the naked eye, to the normal visual sensory interaction between the eye and the telescope?
Okay, its radiation is in the infrared. We as humans can't see infrared.
Right.
Therefore, we can't see it. The moment it comes out close enough to the sun to reflect the sun's light, we will see the reflected light and then we will see it. That's exactly what Babaji said. When you see the blue Kashina, you know that it's over. It's finished. We can go home.
Huh.
Now, many have seen it. They saw it up to 80 years ago. That's why they rushed to do these underground bunkers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why so many scientists and astronomers were silenced, not to talk about it unless they upset people and mm-hmm. governments mm-hmm. because they weren't ready to deal with it. And that's why government built all those FEMA camps and got all that ammunition and caskets and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
It is definitely there. Now, I think there are YouTube videos of universities releasing information now of exactly where it is. Now Planet X is a constellation with its own few planets and moons and so on. And they've even photographed those, and you can see them as they are.
So what you're saying is Planet X is essentially its own solar system to itself without a sun. It's moving with other planetary bodies.
Now, yes, it is a sun that hasn't quite evolved into the flaming stage.
All right.
It's a corrupt sun. It hasn't quite blown up. It hasn't got the fission stage.
Hasn't gone nuclear yet.
But it's No. But it has got these planets there due to gravitational forces and so on that it carries around with it. And this is what's caused the destruction every time it comes around. Now, when the girls in Fatima were shown, the third secret of Fatima was actually this Planet X coming so close to the Earth that big problems were going to occur. And, of course, the Catholic Church, being as evil as it is, hid it all from everybody, so much so now that they're caught with their pants down and they want to shut everybody up, but they can't, because we will all see it. And unless you understand what is happening, we will all panic. And the understanding is that the physical aspect is finished. This was a badly organized experiment that went out of control. We all have to leave the physical and go elsewhere. Now, this is a very important thing. This is only for the viables. And we can see the viables. That's why it says in the Bible and other texts, in the end times, we will know who is who. In other words, we will know who will have made it and who will not. We can tell basically from the energy they emanate and also from the look in the eye and so on. But this is very easy now for me. You can even feel them walking down the street, watching and so on.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I've looked in many eyes. There's nothing looking back.
Right. Now you've got it. But there's other ones that are very evil, that energy that comes very evil. Now, when you understand that they cannot possibly go anywhere, they are machines. They're like implements in a farm. Without the driver, they're useless. They're nothing. They'll just rust. And they have to be destroyed because they have no soul in them. They have no essence. They have no divinity. They are just machines, and very malignant ones at that, because they were created by Jehovah, who's the chief evil machine that came out of this experiment and created it in such a way that he took over as much as he could and caused all these problems, and has taken this long to actually rectify it. I know it's not easy to understand this, but the end result is exactly what it's going to be, and that's what I'm saying. I've already given 30 years, 32 years notice that the Earth is going to be destroyed in 1985, that 85% of the universe had already been destroyed, that by 2006, 96% had been destroyed. We're actually lagging behind. The last 4% should have been finished fairly soon. And this is going to completely finish. And as some of the ancient texts say, eventually we will see stars falling from the skies, the suns disappearing, the planets falling up, because the whole thing is going to fragment. It is fragmenting totally because it has to finish. And it goes to this rubble called dark matter and dark energy that can't support life. And life is the essence that comes from the higher levels, the God levels, if you like. Now, I just want to say one other thing. The religions have got in and stolen these concepts, and they talk about the Lord Jesus Christ, that he's going to come on a horse and sword and this and that. That's complete and utter BS. Jesus was a man like the rest of us. He was a class 4 being that was blessed by the Christ energy, and he did the work he had to do. Later on, he was reincarnated again as Manichaeus and King Arthur and Joan of Arc and so many others. But he's not the only worker with the Christ energy. So there's not just one individual. The Christ energy is like a lake of energy that is a divine aspect that nurtures us when we go away. You can't just say, I believe in the Lord Jesus, therefore I'm saved. There's no such thing. These people that say this, of course, have tricked the goons and stolen their money. That's what it is. The only way to know whether they're viable or not is whether they can actually be sincere and honest inside. And most people are not. They're hypocrites and liars. And we know them now. We know them. We can see through their eyes. So today, the point to take out today is that I've been consistent right through from the last 73 years or 71 since I started talking to them, that we were going to destroy the planet and the universe, is a solar system, and we have reached the stage of the last few years. The 90% will die quickly. There's going to be a 20% or so. Most of those are going to die of starvation and disease. There's no way of preventing that. There's just not going to be enough facilities and supplies to keep them going, and eventually they'll rot away. And a number will be lifted up from the crowds. Now, it's interesting that Mother Shipton, who was one of the great prophets for the light years ago,
I read about her, and I then went on to read a lot of her prophecies. Just amazing.
Yes, and they're very accurate. The accuracy is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And she's the one that said that the crafts would come and new men would show us the new future and so on. So all this ties in. The message that I've had over the years that I've given to you, and of course not as plain and as simple as this, is that there's a finality, and the finality is here. The other thing they told me, which puts the time marker on this, is it's got to be finished before I die. Now, isn't that funny? I've got to be here for the last day to make sure I shut the door.
All right. Somebody's got to do it. All right.
Yeah, that's right. Now, and that, of course, unites me and Baba G, as we'll be together. I've never said this before, and I don't care whether people believe it or not, but I'm his twin. We're twins. He works up there, I work down here. That's why we spent those years together alone. He had to walk in and me in this body to develop all these things that were to come. And he said, when you see the blue Kachina, it's all over. We can go home. And you can tell the world it's finished. So I think that's a great message for people that suffer, because honest people suffer in this world. There is no benefit. There's no joy. There's no harmony. There's no peace. It's horrible. As you say, they rape little kids to death. Look what they're doing there at in the last few days with guns. All the wars they plan, all the people they kill, this nuclear energy war that they're going to have now, just to think that they can survive and live well. It's just total evil that must be completely destroyed. So the 2035 time has come down now to the early 20s. And they did tell me if we can get it faster, we can get it earlier, we will. Now, if you remember in one of the shows, I went with Joyce Murphy to Mexico.
Sure.
Because the aliens I was talking to, well, they're my family. Aliens are my family. They are ourselves on another level. They said to me, we're spreading the message over in Mexico. Go over and see if they've received it. So I contacted Joyce and we went over, and much to her surprise, when I started asking different people there, did you get this message? They said, yes, we did. And she was surprised because she had never thought of asking them anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So the message was already being spread to prepare people. So I think the people are the ones that are ready to go, are willing to go. The others are terrified out of their armor, and they're the ones that are going to panic. And
what,
they're the ones that the governments are going to target.
What Joseph did in Mexico is very interesting. He traveled. I went over with Joyce and her organization, Joyce Murphy, Beyond Boundaries. But he traveled by himself around to a number of extremely remote little Mexican villages. And he would go in there and talk to people and ask them if they had seen any ETs, UFOs. And he got, I guess, 4 out of 5 locations you went to, you got the same story. They had all been contacted and had been given the same data. Am I remembering right?
Yep, and that's why we went there, to confirm that what we were being told was correct. And some of them were well-educated people. One was an archaeologist, another one was a lawyer, I remember. Another one was owned a fairly luxurious hotel there. She had actually collected angel hair from the craft. You know, and sent it off to NASA and never saw it again.
Of course.
But no, the story is quite true. And the fact that I mentioned that I was dealing with aliens and UFOs got me kicked out of medicine. Because to those fools that run medicine, those sort of thoughts are of a madman.
Mm.
And strangely to say, shortly after they kicked me out, the Papal Nuncio in Rome announced that aliens are real, UFOs are real, and they've actually got little alien bodies, little greys, buried in the catacombs there. So you see how stupid the medical people are?
Oh,
they're stupidity.
They're deadly
ignorance
stupid.
Ignorance and stupidity.
Yeah.
Ignorance and stupidity run this world.
Mm-hmm.
And they destroy everything. They just can't. And when I got back in after a few years, I was warned, they'll do everything they can to kick me out. And they did.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's how it goes. If you tell the truth, one wants to believe you.
No, big price to pay.
I hope this information helps people and helps them prepare. The ones that are ready are saying, thank God we're out of this hellhole. Once you dispel the outer fear of the outer mind, you realize that you're in a rotting body anyway. Well, how long can you last? Another 20, 30, 40 years fighting this horrible system? Well, it won't last that long, of course. Whereas, you know, on the other side, once you let go of this meat bag, you're an eternal being. You'll last forever in a proper universe, not one that's gone sick. And the other thing is all the sages and all the philosophers have always told us this is an illusion. It's not real. It's all bullshit. We've been obscured by this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a matrix that's not real. It's an illusion.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to see for sure that that's the case. But the physical factors of the destruction are now obvious. And I would say that within maximally 5 years, I would make it less than that, we'll all be out of here. And people will be starting to be contacted by our brothers on another level. And they'll be very happy with what goes on. And don't forget the animals, too. Most of the animals are viable, unlike the humans, most of them who are evil robots. But you can see these demons, these evil machines, and I don't have to name them, you know who they are. They bomb and kill millions, and they love it. They laugh about it.
Yes, they do.
It's horrible what they do.
Yes.
That's right. They have no compassion. They have no love in them. They have nothing. And you can see them as those evil reptiles. And I must warn people, I had a lot of followers early on, and then I got sick of it and moved away, that there's a particular woman that I had married, but there was a trap. She was there to try and block me. Her name was Amita Stanford. If all those idiots that continue to follow her just look at her eyes, they will see that she's a reptile. She's one of the most evil beings on the planet. The smell, you can smell a mile away from her, and yet she calls herself the Queen of Heaven. Isn't that amazing?
Well,
evil.
The other queen is the Queen of England and the royals there, and Prince Harry and the others. They look a little bit suspicious to me, shall we say.
There are photos showing them with the reptilian changes in the skin and the eyes, yes.
Yeah.
I've got them on my my computer. Oh, yeah, that's well known. And even Putin revealed that she was. So now, I don't expect people to accept all this. I don't expect people to understand all this. All I want them to know is that if they are not viable, they are finished. And that the viable ones can seek solace in the fact that their virtue has been rewarded. I mean, the ones that haven't given up, that have tried to be good regardless of the consequences and the obstructions, mm-hmm. are going to go to a better place, and we're all going there. And I think it's going to be fairly quick when it happens, Jeff. So there you are. People who know Babaji will now know.
I remember
I hope that's
Babaji. That's interesting.
Yeah, he's been there. He's been there for thousands. He comes backwards and forwards as a walking for thousands of years. I, actually, but I'm not going to tell you who I was. We've got to had to do this work, and we're splinters that are in other planets and solar systems and galaxies, because we have to be spread throughout the universe to clean it up. But now most of it is gone. We're down to the last 2-3%. And at the end, we'll see if we're still on Earth, we'll see the whole thing close down. The stars falling, the planets falling, everything. It will just shut down and we're off. It'll be like walking from a wall.
Like walking through a wall.
It'll be walking from one room to the other for us.
Uh-huh.
We will still be the same beings, but we're in a totally different dimension.
Right.
And we won't have all the problems that these bodies give us. It's like people who die and then come back and they say, how wonderful it is to be out of the body, you know, even though that's artificial and original, perhaps.
As a doctor, you saw that happen.
Oh, I've spoken to a lot of people. And not only that, I followed them up with a psychic who was very good at communicating with them. I'd send the family to them to have a chat with the relative that passed away, and they were amazed at the accuracy of what he could say and how much he could comfort them.
Mm-hmm.
So it really does exist that we continue on.
Right, right.
Oh, no, that's a great service I did, but the medical board didn't like that either.
No, I'm sure they didn't. Joseph, it's really good to talk to you again. Thank you for summing everything up, and we'll see what happens. We will see what happens.
Yeah. We'll be back.
All right. Okay, Joseph.
Bye,
thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good night. Dr. Joseph Chapelon. And I'm trying to think. It's been at least 20 years since he was first on the program. Okay, so we got an hour in for you tonight. And we'll be back tomorrow night. And do three more. Hopefully the power will stay up. Thank you all. Take good care, and we'll talk tomorrow.